But first, President Trump will be back in town on Wednesday to hold a rally for his reelection campaign. Now that Arizona is recognized on both sides of the aisle as a true battleground state in this year's election, the visit seems to be more of a necessity for his campaign than it has been in the past. I sat down with Republican consultant Barrett Marson of Marson Media to talk about what this really means, that the president is making a stop here this time around. He's also with the Defend Arizona Independent Expenditure Group, which supports Senator Martha McSally.
It has been a long time since Arizona has been a real battleground state, so I think we are going to see a little something different here. Obviously, in 1996, Bill Clinton carried the state. Hillary Clinton tried to make this a battleground state in 2016, and she came within, what, 3 or 4 points or so, and Donald Trump didn't break 50% there. So, I mean, we've been a little bit of a battleground, and I don't know if that's a Donald Trump phenomenon or if we're turning truly into a purple state. You know, depending on who the Democrats choose in their primaries, this could be another battleground state. You know, one thing we know about Donald Trump is he is a great counter-programmer. Early balloting does begin here in Arizona this week, and so he's coming here. Just as early balloting begins, we are going to have a Democratic primary here soon. So this provides Donald Trump with a chance to just come out here and rally the base a little bit, get some good headlines, and leave everyone satisfied. Obviously, one of the things about Trump is that we know he feeds off of these kinds of rallies. No politician that we have ever seen feeds off this kind of rally more than Donald Trump.
Yeah, so there's definitely that aspect of it. So it seems like things are, in fact, shifting. People agree that that is the case across the aisle. So are we going to be the kind of state going forward that the president has to come to? It's not just a fun rallying for the troops. This is going to be a real race here.
Well, I don't know about has to. And again, I think a lot of it depends on who the Democrats select in their primary.
Yeah.
You know, a Michael Bloomberg, a Joe Biden, you know, those are going to be candidates that will appeal to a broad base of people. However, you know, someone like Bernie Sanders may not have that kind of appeal here in Arizona.
Okay, so definitely dependent on which candidate.
Mm-hmm,
but let's talk about the voters that Trump is trying to appeal to, right? So he's got a lot of folks who are definitely going to vote for him. But what about those folks who he's trying to sway? What kind of message might he send them?
Well, you know, one thing we know about Donald Trump and his rallies, he doesn't focus on some of the very positive things going on in his world, if you will. So, for instance, the economy is going gangbusters. Unemployment is at record low. Wages are up. So if he focuses a little bit on that, it would be great. It would be great to talk to the suburban voters here in Arizona about that. However, I have to assume we're going to hear a little bit about impeachment, about the Justice Department, about the deep state, and all that brings with it, because that's the way Trump rallies are. I don't know if that helps attract voters, but certainly his economic message should. And so a lot of people tell him to focus on that. Sometimes he suffers from a lack of focus.
So speaking of impeachment, then, there's a theory out there that this visit and the visit to Colorado Springs that he'll be making as well are sort of thank yous to the senators who stood by him through impeachment. A thank you to Martha McSally for standing by him through impeachment. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you know, impeachment wasn't popular in Arizona. It didn't have the support of the majority of the people here. So both Martha McSally and Cory Gardner up in Colorado did stick close to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is a time to thank Martha McSally and to showcase her. Obviously, she is in a close race with Mark Kelly, so she is going to need all the help that she can get because it will be a close and expensive race here in Arizona.
So does this do anything for Martha McSally? I mean, she's going to have, like you say, a tight race, and it's going to be probably called by those people in the middle, the independents or the people who might lean one way or another. Does having the president come here and thank her help her with those people?
You know, I think it well. First of all, I think it does shore her up with the conservative base, which is always good. She does face a primary contest, and so having the president near her is very good for her. Obviously, just any time that she can be out there and connected to positive things going on is going to be good. Again, if the president is talking about the great economy here, then that's going to be excellent for both him and Martha McSally.
What if it doesn't go that way?
I choose to believe the president is going to stick to a script. He may have never done that before, but I choose to believe there will be a first time, and the president will talk about some of these very positive things that he is doing in this administration. And if he sticks to that, It'll be a very good rally. It'll be very good news coverage for both him and Martha McSally.
Okay, last quick question for you then. Any chance in your mind, like you say, depending on the candidate in the end, that Arizona goes to a Democrat?
We saw 24 years ago, six elections ago, that happened. George Bush and Mitt Romney and John McCain easily carried this state since then. So, you know, this state hasn't been a battleground state. Hillary Clinton did come within a handful of percentage points from winning. But if the Democrats can put up the right candidate and, you know, have a good message, they can at least be competitive here in Arizona. If the economy is still going well in another 8 or 9 months, it's going to be difficult for any Democrat to beat Trump.
That was my conversation with Republican consultant Barrett Marson ahead of President Trump's visit tomorrow. Our next guest argues when the president arrives in Phoenix, he'll be greeted by a different sort of Arizona, one lacking some of his fiercest critics from the early days of his campaign, and one where some political futures are tied to him more than ever. Here to tell us more about the shifting landscape is Yvonne Winjet Sanchez from the Arizona Republic. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning.
So you write in this that Trump will return to Arizona tomorrow, an Arizona that is reshaped in his image, is the quote. So what is different about the state compared to, you know, back in 2016 when he first began his political career?
Sure. If you recall the earliest days of the president's first campaign, this was in 2015 and 2016, and he was coming to Arizona quite a bit. The state's former Republican senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, really shunned Trump, then candidate Trump, and his rallies. They wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. And largely this was tied to the president's remarks about Mexicans during his campaign launch, in which he likened some of them to rapists and criminals. And they just fundamentally disagreed with the direction that Trump was taking with his campaign. So they weren't attending these rallies. Then Governor Doug Ducey was meeting with many of the other GOP primary candidates during that time, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, others. But when President Trump came to town, or then candidate Trump came to town, he avoided him. He didn't want anything really to do with him. And then, of course, you have Martha McSally, who in 2016 did not endorse Trump and wouldn't even say if she voted for him. Mm-hmm. And now she clearly sees her political future tied to the president, as goes his race in Arizona could go hers. So it's a completely different Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. So the presidential contest results from the 2016 election also show, you know, the difference. So as you noted in your piece, Trump won Arizona over Hillary Clinton by just a 3.5 percentage points, not a lot at all. And what do you think that portends? I mean, as you say, Trump has sort of reshaped the state. People are all on the Republican side, at least on board with him. But will he be able to eke out a bigger win here, you think?
Right. So that's the question. I mean, we have seen tremendous growth, particularly in the suburbs. We have transplants coming here from all over the country, and they're bringing with them a different type of politics. What they may have deemed as Republican in Ohio or Illinois or California, for example, is completely upended when they arrive here to Arizona, and they kind of see the Republican brand. They may not agree with it, and some of them are re-registering as Democrats or independent voters. So you have that dynamic. You also have a huge continuing growth within the Latino community. And, you know, they're clearly not monolithic, but many of them are Democrats, and they're getting engaged. And these are, you know, very young people who are motivated, or may be motivated, by this president and his administration to get off the couch and vote. So it is a completely different dynamic than what it was in 2016. That's why you see the president coming here. You see Vice President Mike Pence saying that they will put an intense focus on Arizona. And they wouldn't be coming here if they weren't worried. I mean, the president himself, in his remarks after his impeachment acquittal, you know, commented on polling that seems to indicate, at least from his own words, that Martha McSally isn't faring too well, at least in the poll that he was looking at.
Yeah. So he'll be here tomorrow to rally the troops, so to speak. What do his devotees and more recent allies want to see from him?
clearly they want a focus on the good things that have come out of this administration. We expect to hear a lot about the economy. We expect to hear a lot about his border wall. That's a, you know, big topic of his, not just here, but at rallies across the country. And the reshaping of the judiciary. President Trump has put a historic number of federal judges on the bench, and that will shape laws for, you know, generations to come. That is a very, very big deal. And, you know, I think people also are coming for a little bit of the bombast. You know, they want to hear who his next target's going to be. They want to hear his best argument against whoever the Democratic nominee is. And I think they want to also see how his message is going to be around Martha McSally. You have quite a few conservative Republicans who like Trump but aren't necessarily even convinced that she's all in for Trump, even though her voting record shows that overwhelmingly she's okay. And a lot of these folks are coming to hear his message on McSally. I mean, some of these people, even though her voting record shows that she is supportive of the president and has voted in line with the president more than like 95% of the time, they're not necessarily convinced that she's a true believer. Mm-hmm. So I think they're looking for some validation from Trump before they cast their votes in November.
Yeah. You spoke to state party chair Kelly Ward as well. What did she have to say about the climate for the president here in Arizona? And did she sort of acknowledge that Arizona is now a battleground state?
She didn't necessarily acknowledge that it was a battleground state, but she is very excited to see the president. She wants him to focus on, you know, again, the successes of his administration. And, you know, she got a couple zingers in there against the Democrats as well. She talked a lot about some of the mishaps that have happened on their end leading up to the failures of the Iowa caucuses. Mm-hmm. And some of their, you know, more socialist or leftist candidates who, you know, she thinks would be a disaster for Arizona. So I think she is going to play some sort of role in the rally. I'm not sure what it will be. It could be Pledge of Allegiance or leading the crowd in prayer. And I think she's just happy that Arizona is going to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. So last question for you then. As you began this interview, you told us about the way it looked, you know, 4 years ago almost in Arizona in terms of many of our high-profile Republicans being skeptical or outright against President Trump or then-candidate Trump. Do those Republicans exist today? Are there still Republican detractors of the president here in Arizona?
There are. There are quite a few of them, but you will not see them at the rally. And these are folks who likely do not hold the same level of positions within the party that they once did. And I think you'll see them return until the pendulum starts swinging the other way.
Right. All right. That is Yvonne Winget Sanchez with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much for joining us, Yvonne.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's all I need.